KSDP, 8:30 a.m. in Sandpoint, K201DA, 88.1 FM in King Cove, KOLD, 91.9 FM in Cold Bay, KFPS, 88.1 FM in Falls Pass, and KKQA, 88.1 FM in Accutan, Alaska.
Fiber Plus Internet is now available in Sandpoint and King Cove. GCI offers high-speed internet in your community at the same plans and pricing as in Anchorage. More information is available at gci.com/internet.
This is Statewide News from Alaska Public Media. I'm Ava White. As President Trump delivered his address to a joint session of Congress last night, many lawmakers wore blue to show solidarity with Ukraine. Alaska U.S. Senator Lisa Murkowski was among them. She was one of the few Republicans to criticize the treatment Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky got at the White House on Friday. Alaska Public Media Washington correspondent Liz Ruskin asked her about it.
Murkowski's rebuke was probably the harshest of any Republican in Congress. She issued a statement the next day saying it made her sick to her stomach to see the White House apparently desert an ally and embrace Russian President Vladimir Putin, who she called a threat to democracy. Still, Murkowski says none of her colleagues called her out for it.
If they don't like it, they haven't mentioned it to me.
In public, Republican senators have not backed her up, but she says she has heard praise.
I've gotten a couple atta girls.
Yeah.
From Republicans?
From Republicans and from some Democrats.
Senator Dan Sullivan regularly speaks of the necessity to stand by America's allies to keep authoritarian aggression in check. And he often criticized Presidents Obama and Biden for not doing enough to help Ukraine defend itself. But after the Oval Office event Friday, Sullivan issued no statement critical of Trump's apparent alignment with Putin on how to end the war with Ukraine. His office declined an interview request this week. Reporting from the U.S. Capitol, I'm Liz Ruskin.
Alaska Governor Mike Dunleavy last week proposed a constitutional amendment that would give future governors more latitude when picking judges for the Alaska court system. The Alaska Beacon reports that if adopted by the legislature, the amendment would be subject to a statewide vote in 2026. If adopted by voters, it would take effect after Dunleavy leaves office. The draft amendment would reduce the role of the nonpartisan Alaska Judicial Council in the judge-picking process. The council considers applications and picks the most qualified people for a short list of nominees. If there's a tie on a particular nominee, the Chief Justice of the Alaska Supreme Court casts the tie-breaking vote. The list of finalists is sent to the governor, who makes the final selection. If the governor's constitutional amendment were adopted, the council would no longer be able to pick a short list of finalists based on their merit. Instead, the council would be required to forward every applicant as long as they met the state constitution's minimum requirements. Dunleavy has previously expressed frustration with the judicial selection process. This is Alaska Public Media.
The Alaska Morning News is brought to you in part by
First National Bank Alaska, offering a one-solution, tailored approach for your financial needs, from banking and loans to investments and more, helping Alaskans shape a brighter tomorrow. More at fmbalaska.com.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Raymond James, a firm focused on transforming lives, businesses, and communities through tailored wealth management, banking, and capital markets solutions. Disclosures at RaymondJames.com.
You're listening to Statewide News from Alaska Public Media. I'm Ava White. There are just 33 Iditarod Trail Sled Dog Race teams sprinting to Nome right now, tying the record of the smallest field ever. And mushers all point to one big challenge. Ask this year's Iditarod mushers why there are so few teams, and you'll hear the same thing over and over.
I think the cost is really, really tough.
Not everybody has the time to dedicate to Iditarod or the money.
Mushing's expensive, you know. It's amazing that there's 33 of us that can afford to be here.
It's very economic based. I cannot nearly cover the cost of this race unless you win it.
It adds up quickly. You know, it just gets really spendy.
Yep, sled dog racing is expensive. You heard it from veteran mushers Ryan Reddington, Travis Beals, Jesse Holmes, Gabe Dunham, and Matthew Fahler. They're part of this year's 33 mushers racing over 1,000 miles to Nome. The number of teams is tied with a record low set in 2023. It's a fraction of the record high of 96 teams in 2008, and it's even fewer teams than competed in the very first Iditarod back in 1973. Matthew Fahler has competed in every Iditarod since 2012, a year with double the number of mushers as today. He says there's a long list of expenses involved in sled dog racing.
Straw is a big expense. Dog booties. Each dog booty is $1.10 a piece, depending on where you go. And we use hundreds per week, maybe thousands.
The laundry list of expenses keeps on going. There's veterinary care, dog food, equipment, fuel, and a $4,000 Iditarod registration fee. At the same time, veteran Gabe Dunham says sponsors have become harder to get.
In the 90s, it seemed like they were relatively lucrative. And now you can go to all these places and you know, they might give you a couple $100, which is super beneficial. Every dollar counts. But it's not the big money that it used to be or the big corporate sponsors.
The Iditarod Race Organization has felt the strain, too, losing big-name sponsors in recent years, like Alaska Airlines, Coca-Cola, and ExxonMobil. Iditarod's race director, Mark Nordman, also notes that a group of longtime racers have recently retired from the sport, like four-time champion Martin Boozer and fan favorite Ali Zirkel. But he also thinks finances are a barrier and says race officials are working to raise the amount of money teams win.
It just keeps getting more and more expensive for people to own a dog team. You know, we as an organization are always saying we have to raise the purse so they can continue to go forward with their passion.
Among the mushers noticeably absent are reigning six-time champion Dallas Seavey, 2019 champion Pete Kaiser, and 2018 champion Your Life Seth Olsom, as well as frequent top contenders like Jesse Royer and Richie Deal. In a video posted to his website, Kaiser said poor snow conditions and high temperatures in Bethel led him to not racing the Iditarod for the first time in 15 years. He says he couldn't get the training miles on his team. He considered signing up late, but snow conditions never improved. But mushers say the small field isn't a sign the sport is dying. This year's 16 Iditarod rookies is a promising sign, says veteran Travis Beals.
That's huge. Sport's alive.
One of those rookies is Emily Ford. She says it's not about the number of teams, but more about the support from communities along the trail.
You look around and we have all these fans and like, they're, you know, really they're the ones who breathe the life into us as mushers to allow us to do this.
Still, she thinks younger mushers are streaming into the sport and will continue to do so, keeping the Iditarod alive. In Anchorage, I'm Ava White, and this is Alaska Public Media.
We'll be a better place, and the world.
Yeah, coming up now we have, well, first of all, I had a little burp there. Good morning, everybody out here in paradise. A little rain right now, but I woke up with snow on the ground. Wet snow, of course. It was easy to get off my ATV so I could sit out and come to work. And it's really good to be here. And let's get started with Larry Gatlin and the Gatlin Brothers with Nighttime Magic. And Vaughn Monroe after that with Riders in the Sky. And then Dolly Parton with Heartbreaker.
Every I was crazy in your magic healed me. I was empty and your magic filled me. I was wandering and your magic found. Lonely, and you wrapped your magic loving around me. You wrapped your magic loving around me. Nighttime magic woman. Got a hold on me. Yeah.
Cowpoke went riding out one dark and windy day. Upon a ridge he rested as he went along his way. When all at once a mighty herd of red-eyed cows he saw, a plowing through the ragged skies and up a cloudy draw. Ghost heard in the sky. Their brands were still on fire and their hooves were made of steel. Their horns were black and shiny and their hot breath he could feel. A bolt of fear went through him as they thundered through the sky, for he saw the riders coming hard and he heard their mournful cry. Ghost riders in the sky. Their faces gaunt, their eyes were blurred, and shirts all soaked with sweat. They're riding hard to catch that herd, but they ain't caught 'em yet. 'Cause they've got to ride forever on that range up in the sky. On horses snorting fire as they ride on, hear their cry. Yippee-i-o, yippee-i-o. Riders loped on by him, he heard one call his name. If you want to save your soul from hell, a-riding on our reins, then cowboy, change your ways today, or with us you will ride, a-trying to catch the devil's herd across these endless skies. Yippee-i-yay. Yippee-i-yay.
Yeah, a little Dolly right there. Coming up, we have Bill Anderson with Wild Weekend. In the past, I'm so old now that every weekend was a wild weekend for decades. Now what do I do? Being 75? Well, the last five, 6 years anyway. I just stay at home. Boy, I used to live in the bars. It was so much fun seeing my friends out there, meeting new people, having a couple drinks. Oh, man, that was fun. It's just, I've lost interest. I guess that's a good thing. For my health, it is, anyway. Anyway, we'll go with Bill Anderson with Wild Weekend. After that, Dwight Yoakam with Home of the Blues. And then Tanya Tucker with Walking Shoes. And the only thing about, you know, old age really isn't that bad. As long as you stay away from mirrors.
Got the alarm clock set for 7. Got the taxi call for 9. The plane takes off at 11. And I gotta be there on time. Told the boss I was going to my mother's. Told mama I was gonna see a friend. Don't want no one to know I'm slipping out of town on a wild weekend. Gonna have a wild weekend. Gonna have a wild weekend. With a pretty little blonde haired blue eyed darling. Gonna have a wild weekend. Up to the mountains, we might go down to the sea, somewhere off from the big wide world, just my baby and me. Baby's gonna cook me breakfast, baby's gonna tuck me in, baby's gonna warm my cold, cold lips with kisses on a wild weekend. Pretty little blonde-haired, blue-eyed darling, gonna have a wild weekend. I guess we'll talk about the future, make a lot of plans and stuff. Mostly though, we're just gonna sit by the fire and make a lot of love. Every man ought to try it one time in his life. Just get away on a wild weekend, like I'm gonna do with my wife. Gonna have a wild weekend. Gonna have a wild weekend. With the pretty little mother of my two children. Gonna have a wild weekend.
This place is filled with the sweetest memories. Your memories so sweet that I cry. Your dreams that I had left me feeling so bad that I just want to lay right down and die. So if you just lost your sweetheart and you ain't got no good way to you, here come, follow me, misery loves company. I'll meet you at the home of the blues. This place, it's filled with the sweetest memories. All memories so sweet that I cry. It fast that I just wanna lay right down and die. So if you just lost your sweetheart and you ain't got no good way to choose, here come follow me, misery loves company. I'll meet you at the home of the blues. Yeah, I'll see you at the home of the blues. Oh, you're welcome at the home of the blues.
I have an announcement that was put in front of me yesterday. It's Sandpoint Fish and Game Advisory Committee will be holding a public meeting and election in the Sandpoint City Council Chambers on Wednesday, that's today, March 5th, 2025, at 6 p.m. Now, this meeting location is subject to change. I'm sure we'll find out about it if they do change, and I will inform you. Agenda items will include the following: member and officer elections, undesignated seat four, officer elections, statewide BOF proposals at the AC's discretion, BOF call for proposals, proposal review, other miscellaneous business. Contact PJ Brown or call us at KSDP to join the meeting online using Zoom. I'll announce that through the day too if it doesn't get on community windows. And thank you all for being here. I really appreciate it. It's not like I'm leaving, huh? I'm not. I mean, you're stuck with me. Right now, we got George Morgan with Cry Baby Heart. Cry Baby Heart. Not Cry Baby Heart, but Cry Baby Heart. There we go. I know I can read. Jimmy Osborne with My Heart Aches. And then it says Cowboy Kisses, but it's poor quality. I loaded the wrong one, so I'm going to erase that, and I'll get a good one. Ray Charles will come up and say with Bye Bye Love. Here we go on KSDP Radio.
I say that I don't worry, parting brought no pain. I tell them I'll be happy if we never meet again. About the time I got them fooled and think I'm really smart, I realize that I can't hide my crybaby heart. Crybaby heart, I wish you were a stone, so I could really laugh and say I'm better off alone. But an actor in a play, I stumble through my part. You're always giving me a why, you cry, baby heart. Somebody else, but no one else will do. I'd rather sit at home alone and worry over you. I wish that I could run away and make another star, but what's the use? I'd still obey my crybaby heart. Cry, baby, heart, I wish you were a stone, so I could really laugh and say I'm better off alone. But like an actor in a play, I stumble through my part. You're always giving me away, you be my baby heart.
My heart echoes now that you're gone, dear. My heart echoes with misery. All the time that I wasn't true, dear, my heart echoes, it's back to me. There's a longing in my heart for your tender, loving smile and sweet caress. Oh, if you could only see what your leaving did to me, you would come back here and feel this loneliness. My heart echoes now that you're gone, dear. My heart echoes with misery. All the time that I was untrue, dear, my heart echoes it back to me. I'll be waiting here for you, as I have, dear, ever since we've been apart. I know, dear, that I was wrong. Without you, I can't go on, for you're always in the echo of my heart. My heart echoes now that you've gone, dear. My heart echoes with misery. All the time that come true here. My heart echoes, get back to me.
Someone new. She sure looked happy, and I'm so blue. She was my baby till he stepped in. Goodbye to romance that might have been.
That's the great Ray Charles. Eric Clapton considered Ray Charles the finest musician out there. I have to agree. It was unbelievable. Now we have Candy Kisses done by George Morgan. That's the song that really launched his career. And after that, I have one by Lori Morgan. That's George Morgan's daughter, and he wrote this song, "He Came Back from Heaven After He Died." And I'm going to follow that up with "The Vacant Chair" by Kathy Mattea. These last two songs, "If You Came Back from Heaven" and "The Vacant Chair," that goes out to our recently departed friends in Sandpoint, namely Louis Bravo, Walter Osterbach, and Raymond Nutt. Boy, everybody's passing around me. That happens when you get old. So here we go with Candy Morgan, and then "If You Came Back from Heaven," Lori Morgan, and Kathy Mattea with "The Vacant Chair." Candy Kisses coming right now.
Candy kisses wrapped in paper mean more to you than any of mine. Candy kisses wrapped in paper, you'd rather have them any old time. You don't mean it when you whisper those sweet love words in my ear. Candy kisses wrapped in paper mean more to you than mine do, dear. built a castle out of dreams, dear. I thought that you were building too. Now my castles all have fallen, and I am left alone and blue. Once my heart was filled with gladness, now there's sadness, only tears. Candy kisses wrapped in paper mean more to you than mine do, dear.
I wouldn't know what to say, I wouldn't know what to do. If you came back from heaven and I could look at you, would I fumble for the words? Would I be a little shy? Would I bust right out with laughter or break right down and cry? Oh, if you came back from heaven, would it be like it was then? Could we just pick up where we left off and try it all again? Oh, if you came back from heaven, it would freeze me in my tracks. And I hope God knows if he let you go, I'd never send you back. Kisses feel the same. Do you still have the same touch? And will you whisper softly, 'cause you've missed me so much? Have you heard all my prayers when I lay down at night? And did you feel my body when I held your pillow tight? Just pick up where we left off and try it all again. Oh, if you came back from heaven, it would freeze me in my tracks. And I hope God knows if he let you go, I'd never send you back. And if God forbid you leave this earth again, if you go, you'll be bringing me. Oh, if you came back from heaven, would it be like it was then? Could we just pick up where we left off and try it all again? Oh, if you came back from heaven, it would freeze me in my tracks. And I hope God knows if he let you go, I'd never send you back. I hope God knows if he let you go, I'd never send you while we breathe our ethan prayer.
trees on earth in the strange land whose light we shall meet, but we shall miss him. There will be one vacant chair. We shall linger to caress him when we breathe.
Rest in peace, my friends. Coming up now by request, we have some Reuben Hilborn and the Alaska Trio. So I'm going to do three of them. We have a bunch in our library. I'm going to do Family Bible, Fight Inside of Me, and It's Such a Pretty World Today. That's another way of saying it's paradise, right? Here's Family Bible.
There's a Family Bible on the table. Each page is worn and hard to read, but the Family Bible on the table will ever be my key to memory. At the end when work was over and when the evening meal was done, Dad would read to us from the Family Bible, and we'd count our many blessings one by one. I can see us sitting round the table as from the Family Bible Dad would read, and I can hear my mother softly singing, Rock of Ages, Rock of Ages, cleft for me. This old world of ours is full of trouble, but this world could also better be if we'd find more Bibles on the table and Mother singing, Rock of Ages, cleft for me. I can see us sitting round the table as from the Family Bible Dad would read, and I can hear my mother softly singing, Rock of Ages, Rock of Ages, cleft for me.
I hear people talking bad about the way we have to live here in this country, harping on the wars we fight, griping about the way things ought to be. Now I don't mind them taking sides and standing up for things that they believe in. When you're running down my country, man, walking on the fighting side of me. They're walking on the fighting side of me. Running down a way of life our fighting men have fought and died to keep. If you don't love it, leave it. Let this song that I'm singing be a warning. When you're running down our country, man, you're walking on the fighting side of me.
about some squirrely guy, claims that he just don't believe in fighting. And I wonder just how long the rest of us can count on being free. They love our milk and honey, but they preach about some other way of living. When they're running down my country, they're walking on the fighting side of me. You're walking on the fighting side of me. Running down the way of life our fighting men have fought and died to keep. If you don't love it, leave it. Let this song that I'm singing be a warning. When you're running down our country, man, you're walking on the fighting side of me. You're walking on the fighting side of me. Running down the way of life our fighting men have fought and died to keep. If you don't love it, leave it. Let this song that I'm singing be a warning. When you're running down our country, man, you're walking on the fighting side of me. Sunshine, and every day is the same since I met you. It's such a pretty world today, knowing that you're mine, and happiness is being close to you. And although the rain may fall, my skies will all be blue. And if I look hard enough, the sun will come shining through. It's such a pretty world today. Look at the sunshine. And every day's the same since I met you. Such a lovely world today. Look at the sunshine. And every day is the same since I met you. It's such a pretty world today, knowing that you're mine. And happiness is being close to you. My skies will all be blue. And if I look hard enough, the sun will come shining through. It's such a pretty world today. Look at the sunshine. And every day is the same since I met you. Yes, every day is the same since I met you.
It's Allison Krauss in Union Station. A piece called Maybe.
Stacked in favor of my expectations, flagging above the rest, never falling from the nest. Tuesday came and went, now I'm in a little situation.
can stand alone. Maybe I'm strong.
Maybe I'm strong.